Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Chatting with Thabiso Mphathisa for a bit of talent. Thabiso, appreciate your time this evening in our entrepreneurial segment. You've launched a product called Bit Talent. It's helping job seekers find jobs. I want to step back. I mean, what made you sort of move into this area? As I understand you're actually an actuarial scientist graduate, but certainly we have an unemployment problem in South Africa. We have an unemployment problem across the continent. What was the challenge you saw that you felt that you could solve using WhatsApp?
So I think it stems from, like you say, my background, right? It's if you consider people in the actuarial area, they don't really, let me say, lack for jobs. So there's always jobs for those kind of careers. So I always saw jobs on LinkedIn, but conversely, you always hear people saying there's no jobs, right? And then I started asking myself, why is it that most people say there's no jobs? After some research, you realize that, oh, actually, it's because there's a fragmentation of platforms. So there's too many platforms where you have recruiters. So some recruiters only prefer to post their jobs on specific platforms.
Yeah.
Meaning, if you don't have that platform, you're not going to get that job, right? You're not even going to be aware of that job, which results in most people saying there's no jobs, whereas there are jobs out there. Then I decided, okay, how about you create a platform that actually consolidates everything and then gives access to those jobs? Then by default, because if you look at the stats, WhatsApp by far is the best platform. If you're going to build something that is going to reach the mass, and especially in developing countries, yep, WhatsApp is the key. So we decided, okay, let's use WhatsApp. Then to make it really nice and clean for people to search, let's use AI to help people search, right? Avoid not knowing what to search for, because sometimes people do get confused, like, I studied this, what should I apply for, whatnot. Mm. So we're using AI in the background to actually guide people what to apply for.
Okay, I want to come back to the WhatsApp, but that AI is interesting because it is the point. And I get the sense, you know, you've got a degree, you've got some skills, but you're not quite sure what the mix is. And what you're able to do is take the job seeker with a potential position and say, okay, there is sufficient overlap here within the CV and the requirements. This is actually potentially a good fit.
Definitely. So what we also do is, before you apply, we actually screen up to 10 roles for you. So let's say in my case, right, I did actuarial sciences. So I was inclined to study, I mean, to apply for actuarial related post, not knowing that I can actually apply for data science, machine learning, whatnot, even AI related careers I could follow. So what we do is, okay, just because you studied one thing doesn't mean you actually have to apply just for that, right? So we give you up to 10 options that are complementing what you studied. Then from there, you can choose what to apply for. Because sometimes in certain areas, there is a saturation of jobs. If you consider things like admin and HR, sometimes you might find that there is a post, but it does get saturated really quickly. So the reason we give you 10 options is to say, look, don't give up, right? So just because that one is saturated, try the next one. One of them will be open. Definitely.
I take your point, because one of the points is that folks say there are no jobs. Part of what you're doing is hopefully someone gets a job. If they don't get a job in the immediate, they get hope that there are jobs, and that's hugely important. Definitely. So you don't become discouraged.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's part of the push to say, even if you're still waiting for that interview, don't say, because when you say there's no jobs, you do get that, you get demotivated.
Yeah.
But if you see there's actually jobs, then you can uplift yourself. Maybe you're missing like one skill that you just need to learn. Maybe you can just buy a course online or take some courses and then just get that small missing piece. Because now you know that there is jobs out there for someone like yourself. Then you can apply maybe next quarter or next month.
And I like the idea of WhatsApp, because initially I thought maybe it would be a website or an app or something. But that's nice, but it's not as ubiquitous. Everybody, certainly in the markets you're focusing on, everybody has WhatsApp on the phone, which means they already have the tools needed to get involved.
Already. And we did that on purpose, right? Because if you look at also the cost to entry, meaning data cost as opposed to WhatsApp data cost. Mm-hmm. So WhatsApp data is relatively cheaper compared to your normal data. Mm-hmm. So if you look at unemployed people, we don't want to be asking people to buy data for like 100 rand just to use our system. Hence, WhatsApp by default, you already have it. You're already chatting with your loved ones on it. So why not try to find a job on the same platform?
Yeah, and it's a platform we're comfortable with. We know how to use it. What countries are you operating in? Obviously, the portal is for South Africans. Are you in other countries around the world as well?
Yes, sir. We have America, we have Mexico, Panama, Nigeria, Ghana, the whole of SADC, excluding Mozambique, India, Indonesia. Okay. There's actually multiple ones, but our biggest ones so far is South Africa, of course, followed by Nigeria, then followed by India or Indonesia. Like India and Indonesia are kind of like competing somewhat. And what's interesting is we're seeing a trend where most people in South Africa are actually searching for jobs inbound, like in the country. Mm-hmm. And then in certain countries like Nigeria, they're searching for jobs outside their countries. Okay. So because there's that element, when you're searching for the job, you can decide, okay, let me keep it local or take it abroad. Right, search for local jobs or search for international jobs. So what we're seeing in Nigeria so far is most people are searching for jobs outside the country, which is really interesting. So we're still monitoring that trend to see if it does continue.
And what's the process? I mean, obviously there's a WhatsApp number. What is the number? And then how do I get off and get started?
So you simply WhatsApp. Let me give you the number. It's 067-737-1147. So you simply say hi to that number. You can say hi, hello, anything, and then it's going to respond to you and ask you for your CV. Then you upload your CV. Then from that process, it's going to scan your CV and give you those 10 jobs that I alluded to, right? Then you select the job that you want. Then it's going to search our database, and if it doesn't find anything, it's going to search the entire internet to make sure that it does find something for you. Then from there, you can apply. And what's one of the sweet things about BitTalent is just before you apply, you can ask it to give you a CV review. So what it's going to do is, it's going to look at your CV, look at the job spec, and try to match them, right? Kind of optimize your CV to make sure it really does stand out for that job. Because what most people do, which they shouldn't be doing, is they use the same CV to apply to multiple companies, right? So we saw that as in error, also talking to recruiters and other HR professionals to say, look, now because we have this thing, the candidate can actually stand out. Because before you apply, you can say, look, give me a CV review, cover letter. Mm-hmm. There's also an interview preparation tool where if you get into an interview, you can ask about, right on WhatsApp, ask it, look, prep me for this interview. So what the tool is going to do, it's going to do some research on the company. This all happens within like less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It does research on the company, on the job that you're applying for, and then generates questions for you. Also looking at your CV. So just before the interview, you can actually see if you have gaps, right? So it's going to ask, you know, things like how do you actually see yourself fitting in this role, you know, explain 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's also using AI in that process.
Gotcha. And it's merging those two perfectly. WhatsApp, which is light, elegant on every phone that exists in the market, and then some artificial intelligence just to sort of I suppose, sexy it up in a sense. That number, 0677371147. That is Tabatsa Mapeti from BitTalent. Really appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.